never call them calf? A calf.
No, calf.
Okay. And a male sheep would be a... they call it a ram or a buck?
Ram. Okay. Buck, either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, both would be used. Okay, great. And how about a female sheep?
Just you, as far as I know.
Great, great. And you mentioned chickens. Were there any other kind of domesticated birds on the farm, domesticated fowl?
Ducks and geese. Okay.
What kind of ducks do you remember?
Just white ducks. I don't know if they had a name.
Okay. Just wondering if they were like mallards or whatever. Okay. Uh-huh. A male hog would be a
boar.
A boar. Okay. And horses that were used, male horses that were used for breeding purposes, would be called what?
Stallion.
Okay. Would you ever call them stud horses?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But that would probably be the dirty word.
Oh, really?
Like a bull, you know, is all right, but you wouldn't say a stud horse.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. And the plural of horse is?
Horses.
Okay. Now, female horse would be a, called? Called a... M-A-R-E?
Mare, yeah.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, do you know what a bronco is?
Well, it's a horse that hasn't been broke.
Okay. Can't ride it, huh?
Well, you have to work at it.
Did y'all have horses like that? Did you ever have to, were you ever involved in trying to break horses and stuff?
My bud and I used to, he'd say they were broke, and then put me on them, and I'd ride them. I guess I never did get bucked off. He says that I could ride anything in the county, but I didn't think I was that good at the time. But
well, you must have been.
I must have been, because he always had them so when you put your foot in the stirrup, you took off, you know. And my girlfriend and I at that time lived about 6 miles apart, and we visited back and forth horseback. Hmm. And he'd let me ride his bronco or whatever he called it.
Were they ever called, would a bronco be the same thing as a green horse or a broom tail?
Yeah, I think so.
Those are all pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever have any other kind of pack animals on the farm besides horses?
Oh, there used to be some donkeys that came into the...
Okay.
That were kind of used in the summertime by miners and so forth, and we'd ride them in the wintertime.
Is mining big in this area?
Oh, at one time they did quite a bit up here in the hills, silver and gold.
Okay. What, back up this way?
Yeah,
back
up on the mountains.
Okay. And they use donkeys. Mm-hmm. Would they have ever used anything smaller than a donkey? I was thinking about that animal that they use like at the Grand Canyon now. Burros.
Burros, uh-huh.
Yeah, they didn't use those, though.
Well, I don't know. I think we just call burros and donkeys the same thing.
Same thing. Okay. That's interesting. How about another animal that's like a horse, it's a little bigger than a donkey?
Mule?
Yeah. They have those?
I don't remember much about any mules.
Okay. Would you know the name for a male and female mule? Would they ever be called a jackass or a jack for the male?
I just thought mule was mule.
Okay. Just wondering if you ever heard of maybe the term jackass or she-ass or Jack and Jenny.
I've heard that, Jack and Jenny.
Okay.
No, that's all right.
Would there be a name for a string of horses that ranchers might take or cattlemen might take out with them when they were working? Would they ever call it a remuda? Or a cabbage?
I have, but I don't know anything about it.
But that's a name you're
familiar with? Remuda, yeah.
And that would be what? Just
more than a